النهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما صدق الله العظيم.
قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. استشهد أمير العلماء محمد رب الإسلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Indeed, we are truly honored and fortunate that we have in our midst, Alhamdulillah, great personality like Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahib Dar al Barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran that we try and adopt, that we should not try, we should adopt that one. And the manner of doing that is staying in the company of the truthful ones. And with that intention, inshallah, we all sit here so that we gain maximum benefit from the spirituality of Mawlana's presence, firstly, in the words of Muhammad Mawlana Sahib, Dam al Barakatuh, and like Abu Sahib has read, that the servants of Rahman, they have all these beautiful qualities. Inshallah, through the blessings of Hazrat Mawlana Sahib, by the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we desire and we hope that all these qualities come up in our lives as well, inshallah. Without further ado, inshallah, we will call upon Hazrat Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, to address us, so that all of us can enter him and take full benefit, inshallah.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ للمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله المولانا. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable, illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyuzahum, the Tabriz, the second Tabriz, Hadrat says that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hadrat Nabiya Kareem,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And the sunnats are really the life wires of this ummah. Our connection with Allah Ta'ala will come through the Mubarak sunnats, the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. The Jews have claimed the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah said, if you love my Nabi, the test of it, the criteria of it, for them and for us also, is فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow in the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. That is the proof, that كُلِّ قَوْلِ حَقِيقًا, for every word there is some reality. And whatever we say, we have to back it up with some proof. Not just make a claim, but you need proof. You say, I'm a doctor, you have to produce your certificate. You say, I'm a Maulana, where did you study? You have to produce your certificate. So the same way, a person who says that he loves Allah, to say that word, everyone can say. But the proof of it is, there are those people who follow in the lifestyle, in the pattern of Nabi Ali Salaam. And then, Allahu Akbar, once you have followed in that lifestyle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. Any person who loves any person in love, what and what don't you do for your beloved? Parents for their children, they love them. How much young they go out of their way for them. Any person you love, you do everything that is sincere and genuine love. But all human beings, all creation, all what we can do, we are limited. What we can do is limited. How much can we do? Though we would like to do even more, but our capacity is limited. Allah is unlimited. And what Allah will do is also unlimited. So you just get the love of Allah. And there are many ways. There is not the only way. There are many ways to get the love of Allah. But a very simple practical way is to follow the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And once you get the love of Allah, you will have great value. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, which we heard many times from our Shaykh, Jazahumullah khair. So to say, the thorns under the roses in the garden, so to say, they complain to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. Nobody likes thorns. And in a beautiful garden, you don't want thorns in your garden. So when the garden service will come, the gardener, and he'll clean the garden, is going to throw us out. We are thorns, and nobody wants thorns in a beautiful garden. So to say, Allah Ta'ala said, my thorns, nobody will throw you out. You just do one thing, you stay under my roses. As long as you stay under my roses, nobody will throw you out. When a person gives a rose to his beloved, the thorns will also go. A person buys a rose, for whatever price it might be, then the thorns, he will be paying the price of the roses for the thorns. Why? Because they are under the roses. So the same way, if we have sunnahs in our lives, we are thorns, we are stones, we are dirt, we are filth. But we just have the sunnah, our value by Allah will be the value of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salam. Sunnahs which are connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's great then? Our value will be that if we just connect ourselves with sunnah. So great is the value of sunnah. Yuhibbukumullah. Allah Ta'ala will love you. And not only love you, love is such a thing. One time, our Shaykh explained to us on many occasions, that his Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh, was busy with his work, with his ibadat, etc. Suddenly he came running out and he told Hakim Akhtar, Allah has blessed me with some great knowledge just now. That why does Allah forgive, not wholesale is too small a word, Allah forgives in such great ways in Allah. When Allah forgives, He does not only forgive, but He converts those sins into good deeds. How merciful is Allah. Why does Allah do this? Why does He do this? He said, just now Allah put it in my heart, because Allah is Ghafurul Wadud. Allah loves His creation. Therefore He just forgives. Not the only wholesale, there are no words to explain how Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanwatwi rahmatullah alayhi, Qasim al-Ulum al-Khairah, in his beautiful qasida in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ajab Nabi, it won't be surprising that this ummah, their gunas on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much Allah has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this ummah's gunas, Allah will convert them into good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Just because we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another couplet he says so beautifully, he says, "Itni takhfif to hogi." Allah has given us so much discount already. What discount? That the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're making guna on the earth, and farishtas are making dua of maghfirat. You are making guna, and the angels, they who are masoom, they are making dua of forgiveness. Of course, this is no license that now we can start committing guna. But we should understand what is our position. Who Allah, what the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must just connect ourselves with our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Otherwise, people who knew reality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the best of Allah's creation, Ba'd al-Anbiya bi-tahqiq, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The greatest after the Anbiya, Hazrat Abu Bakr. From the Ashar al-Mubashara, from the Khulafai Rashideen. What is his, isn't his position? But just imagine, he says, I wish I was just a leaf on the tree. I wish I was just these birds that are flying around. They live, they die, no hisab kitab. So this great honor is for this ummah, but doesn't give us license that now we can just commit gunas right, left, right, and left. But make qadr, appreciate what Allah has given you. So anyway, also to understand that your friend, your neighbor is a fellow beater. So doesn't give you the license that you can just go and drive wild, damage your car, bump it here, but he's a fellow beater. Now in case by mistake you bump it, he'll help you out. He'll fix up your car, he won't charge you also. That doesn't mean now you just go to town. No, so Allah that has given this ummah this great position doesn't mean give up any life, but it shows what it is to be connected to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One great sunnah that which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. Check your books properly before the receiver checks your books. Your accountant has prepared your books, everything ready for submission. The whole night you don't sleep, you are scrutinizing it. That what is he submitting, what is going to happen. So before you will be tested on the day of Qiyamah, by Allah Ta'ala, check yourself. This is a great sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that he has taught us. This is a sunnah of Qawli, he has told us. And a Qawli sunnah, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to do, is more higher than a Fa'li sunnah. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically did. Of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to do this also. So muhasaba is a great sunnah to take stock of ourselves, to check ourselves. And everyone does it, dunya people all do. Your school, you go to school, end of the year, there is examinations. In fact, first term, second term, third term, how many exams finally at the end of the year? Every year exams. When you finish your matric exams, before your matric, your estimates you are writing, your trials you are doing, how many exams after exams all the time? Your business, you have a stock taking. You have your balance sheet drawn up. You have everything. You check up everything. Everything you check all the time. That in which direction am I going? Am I really making? I'm very busy in my business. But your balance sheet will show you that how much have you got balance. What have you got actually? So a person takes stock of everything. How is it that for the greatest thing, what our position will be in Akhirat, we don't take stock of ourselves. That where will I be on the day? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi on one occasion, the ayah fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fil sariq. One group of people will be in Jannah. One group of people will be in Jahannam. Whole night he read it in his tahajjud. In which group will I be? Where is Allah going to put me, amongst the people of Jannah or amongst the people of Jahannam? The great people, Sahaba, great awliya, they spend their whole night in this muhasaba, in this fikr, that what will be my condition. Any person, what we do, we don't just do it and forget about it. We take stock of it. We buy for the house groceries. Then we say, but I just bought last week 5 liters of oil. I bought 20 liters. How come the oil is finished already? We check everything. With our workers, I gave you so much of this detergent, this things here. Where is it all gone? So quick it's gone, finished. Where is it? We take stock of everything. Allahu Akbar, Allah has taught us. But the greatest stock that we have to take, what my condition will be on the day of Qiyamah, that we don't take stock of ourselves. That what will be in the qabr, I'll have to answer 3 questions. Am I ready for those 3 questions? And Allahu Akbar, the proof of it that those questions are not just that what we say with our tongue or what is in our mind, is that Allah Ta'ala has put that questions out already. And so simple, 3 small little questions. And if anyone who passes this is gone successful forever. So we have to think, Ma deenuka, what was your deen? Mar Rabbuka, who is you? Who was your Rabb? Do we really know who our Rabb is? Have we recognized our Rabb?
Yeah.
And who is he? And do we know that he alone is our sustainer? He alone is our nourisher. Do we really believe that? A person who believes that, he won't get involved in haram business. He won't get involved in taking bonds, overdrafts, taking, going on bond, etc. Because he knows it is involving interest. And Allah is the provider. Not me taking a loan, not me taking a bond, etc. Taking an overdraft, Allah is the provider. So that yaqeen, is it in our hearts or is it not? That Allah alone is the provider. And this yaqeen should be to this extent. Like for example, a train is standing in Johannesburg station. It's going to Cape Town. It's stationary. It's on the platform. Passengers are going to be getting on. There's a dog sleeping under the tree. Fast asleep.
The train also is stationary.
Now the time comes that for the train to move. Whatever is 11 o'clock is the time for the train.
It starts moving and the dog also happens to wake up at that time.
And the dog starts moving also. So what thought comes to the dog's mind? As long as I was sleeping, the train was standing. When I started walking, the train also is, I'm making the train move. And then now he becomes a bit, wakes up, he gets fresh from it. He starts running. The train also picks up speed. Now he's convinced that when I was sleeping, the train was standing. When I started walking, the train started moving. And when I started running, the train also is moving. I'm the one who makes this train move. But how long is that dog going to run? Very soon it will be out, its tongue will be out of its mouth. It will be panting, it will lie down. Maybe the train will even kill it, so it will go over it. And the train will go 1500 kilometers to take it down. So like that, we think this Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? I'm running the house. He said, if I'm not here, what's going to happen? I'm running the shop. If I'm not here, what will happen here? I'm looking after my wife and children. How many people have died? They left their wife and children. How many husband and wife died together? Did the small children die? Did they perish? They grow up. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala asked Malakul Maut, did you ever feel sad when you have to take the roof of any person at any time? So Malakul Maut said yes on one occasion. In fact, two occasions. One was when a ship on the sea, it had sunk in the storms, etc. One raft of the ship was left over. And there was a mother with a newborn baby on that raft. And then you gave the command to take the rope of the mother. So I thought this little baby, right in the storms of the sea, the hurricane, the storms, everything what is there, how will this die somebody? And Allah asked the other time, Allah Ta'ala said, Malakul Maut said, that when Shaddad had made his Jannat in this world, he read from all the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala, Torah, Injil, all how Jannat will be, how beautiful. And according to his capability, he made a lot of zulm on the people, extorted all their money, and he built this beautiful Jannat. Now when it was ready, the opening, and he was going to enter, as he was about to put his leg in, you commanded me to go to him and ask him, if you believe in Allah, you will be allowed to go. If you don't believe, I will take your ruh. He didn't believe. And I had to take his ruh, and I thought his whole life's effort to build this Jannat, and he didn't get the opportunity of putting one foot into that Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala said, that same baby there, that was on the storms there, he is Shaddad. How Allah made him, not only that he grew up, but what wealth Allah, he built his Jannat in dunya. What a place he built, whatever he could think of, he built it. So Allah Ta'ala, no matter who dies and what happens, Allah looks after the people. So Mar Rabbuka, have we got that yet? Ma'inuka. Not what is the name of your religion, Ma Ismu Dinuka. Allah didn't say that. What was your way of life? Did you live from morning to night? Did you live from when you were born or when you became baligh from your mort, according to the Sharia, according to the laws of Allah? Did you live in your public life and your private? We haven't got two deeds. One deed to show the people, and one deed our private life. That is how we live there. Right? No, that one way of life, that what was your way of life? Was it to satisfy yourself? Was it to show the people you're a big pious person, you're a very holy person, putting up a holy front, etc.? Was it your deed to show the people what knowledge you got, and you wanted to show off your knowledge? What was your deed, your way of life? If our deed, our way of life was what Allah Ta'ala had given us, we would be able to answer. And if it was the name only of deed we had, but we did not have deed in reality, and then today we have been blessed so much in so many things, and we are so fooled with all these things. For example, how many of us, we got big bank balances, 5 million, 10 million, But that is not ours, it's just on paper. if the government for some reason freezes your account, it's finished. And even if the cash is in your hand, it's only paper. It's not really money also. Money was when it was gold, silver. This is only paper. And if the government cancels all those notes, the 200 rand notes, and all your money is in 200 rand notes, it happened. What happened in Burma? What happened in Mozambique? Overnight, the money, the value of the money was just gone, overboard, no value whatsoever. So deen also is not what is done just on paper or that. Deen is what we have got. And ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul. What do you say about this great and honorable personality, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we have the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, we will be able to answer. Not just to know that even you ask non-Muslims, they say he's the prophet of Islam. They also know he's the prophet. But that's not going to help us. If you hear his way of life, you follow his way of life, that we will be able to answer. So anyway, this is a great sunnah to make muhasabah, to check ourselves. And how to make this muhasabah? It is absolutely essential to be set in the company of the ulama. We go to the Buzurgan and meet. We haven't got time. We too busy. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah, used to say, a businessman is too busy. And why is he called a businessman? He said, in the word business, there is busy, that is busy. And nas in Urdu is your veins, your, what? Arteries.
Nerves.
Your nerves, all that. So each nerve is busy. That is a business. He's all the time his thoughts in his business. There is a woman that is whole day, 8 hours, whatever he's at the shop. The wife is complaining, you come so late, that you make your namaz in the last time. Because you're so busy, rush, rush at the end. And there's a pious man who makes namaz. Those who don't make namaz is different. Those who are pious, they make namaz and they got their own jamaatana in the business. But why? So they make their namaz last minute. And last minute just rushing and making their namaz quickly, quick. And that whole namaz also is in the business. The thoughts are with the business all the time. I have to make this business, I have to make that, I have to make that appointment, I have to see to this, all the time. You come home, you have to come home lunch, 2 o'clock, you come in 3 o'clock, up first three. Food is gone cold, now you're fighting with the wife. Supper you have to come. What complaints come? Ramzan Sharif. All the children are happy, they will make tarawih, but they study can be in the shop. They just come before Isha, quickly grab, eat something. And then make the Isha, Maghrib also last minute. And they make the Isha at home, make the tarawih quickly. Business all the time. So this business all the time. So we have to check ourselves. So how busy we are in all these things all the time. So we have to take stock of ourselves. That what will be my position on the day of Qiyamah. And if this is one small amal, if we do it for half a minute at night before sleeping, before, instead of thinking of all filth and dirt before sleeping, think when Malakul Maut will come to me, what will be my condition?
Yeah.
Well, will I be in guna when he comes to me and he takes me in a state of guna? How will he take me? What will my position be in the qabr? When nobody, my cell phone is not going to help me, my emergency numbers are not going to help me. Here on my cell phone I can check in my house, shop, every. Where? What's happening now? What's happening here? What's happening there? Wherever in the world I can share. In the qabr, no cell phone is going to help us. Nothing is going to help us. It will be we with our amal and nothing. So we ponder, we think about that. On the day of Qiyamah, when there will be nothing with us besides our amal, good amal will be in the form of good things. And bad our actions will be in the form of bad things. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh was a very great buzur. But before he became so pious and a great buzur, he was way out of line, addicted to his water, alcoholic all the time. So he had a little child, about 2 years old. And the child, whenever he wanted to drink, then the child would come push the bottle away, push the glass away, it would fall, it would break, all the liquor would spill, etc. But he loved the child so much that he didn't take offense. Allah Shah, at the age of four, the child passed away. When the child passed away, that same night he saw a dream that it's Qiyamah. This, we should make this muhasaba, muraqaba, that it's Qiyamah he saw. This he saw in a dream. It wasn't his muraqaba, but we must make his muraqaba. And he sees a huge python snake is behind him, chasing. And he's running, he's weak, he cannot run. He needs a handsome young man. And he asks him, please help me. I'm in this terrible position, the snake is behind me. And I'm tired, and I can't run also, please help me. So that person told him, go this side and go and check there. There is what's happening. So as he goes that side over the brink, he sees the fire of Jahannam is raging. Great, it's going up high, smoke, etc. He gets even more frightened. He turns around and the snake is behind him. Again he meets that man. And he asks that man, please help me, I'm in this terrible. He said, go and see on this side here. There are the amanats of the Muslims which are kept there. Maybe you also got some amanat and trust. So when he goes there, he sees beautiful chambers, rooms which are there. And from one of that room, his little child who had passed away, is coming out of that room. And tells him, the father, tells the father, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي بِالَّذِينَ عَامَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. What has the time not yet come for the believing people that their hearts melt and become soft for to remember Allah, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And to refer to the Quran which Allah has referred, the truth, hasn't the time come to turn to that? And that in the dream he makes tawbah. And he, as soon as he makes tawbah, the snake is gone also. So he asked the child, that what was the snake behind me? Now it's gone. Said it was your bad deeds. All your evil, so they will, our evil deeds will come in this terrible, monstrous forms, frightening forms. And Allahu Akbar. By tawbah, it was tawbah in the dream, and Allah took away. And tawbah will be away, what won't that be? If we just make tawbah, pause, and not only will that snake go away by Allah, but Allah will convert it into goodness for us. Mm-hmm. If we make sincere tawbah, Allah won't only forgive, but Allah will turn it into goodness. And he said, who was that young man who couldn't help me? He said, that was your good deeds. And it was not a young man, an old, weak man, but very good looking, handsome, old man. Old men in this world are not handsome. anyway, this old man, handsome old man, and he said, it was your good deeds, but you had so few, so he was very weak, he couldn't help me. So this is that this muhasaba. Muraqaba, it is a great thing, and this is sufficient to change our lives. But how to make it? Sit in the company of the ulama. Go to Buzurgani. We will be reminded about this. Then we will be able to do it. Hey, for example, a doctor who is to make his medicine, or the pharmaceutical companies, how long they have to work? What big machineries and all the scientific things and all the chemicals and all the medicines which they mix in there. But when the doctor prescribes for you, tablets ready for you. Just take a tablet. How long does it take to take a tablet? You take this in the morning, you take that at night. Two tablets in the morning, two tablets in the evening. Hardly few seconds, you take your water, you drink. So the Buzurgani Deen work and prepare the formula for us. And then they just give it to us, now you in half a minute. It's enough. Half a minute muhasaba is also enough. But you just take this prescription and you get such help that medicine maybe got side effects also. Hey, one person who went to doctor gave him tablets, etc. to take. Then he opened the packet and he started breaking the sides. So they ask him, what you doing? He said, I'm taking away the side effects. This medicine will have side effects. But that prescription has no side effects. You just make, so there is a great sunnah to make muhasaba. And this is ideal to start at this time of the year. Our year is coming to an end. What is the date? Not the ulama. Who are not ulama? Can you tell me today, anyone? 19. What's the Islamic date today?
19th
of February.
19th.
Of? Which year?
1434.
So, the end. Another 10, 11 days left for this year. And at the end of the financial year, how long before you start taking stock? And you get your papers ready. Before the end of your academic year in your school, how long before the students are studying? Teachers are setting papers. The students are given off for studies. We only got planned 11 days. Anyone make muhasaba for this one year? That this year, how did my year go? Did I spend it in the obedience of Allah? How much wrong did I do? How many bad habits have I still got? How many of my habits I have to change? And we make muhasaba. So this is very, very important that every day we make muhasaba. On a weekly basis make, on a monthly basis make muhasaba, on an annual basis make muhasaba. Anyone who will do this, this will be enough to correct your life. And you'll come on the right path and you'll become a great bozoor, a great wali of Allah, just by me. And everything in our being, small, small things are given, but they will give us such great results. Allahu Akbar. And on that point, for dunya, whatever you want to do, how much effort you have to make. How many of us, we did business, and then we went in a loss, we took loans from friends, family, the business is going down. We took overdraft from the bank, the business is going. Many of us suffered losses like that. And how hard we worked, how worried we were about our business. Many people made profit also. Many people made lot money and lost the money also. These things are happening all the time. But you need little effort. One subhanallah. Tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. The sawab of it from your earth to the heavens, it fills up all of us. One Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Our whole deen, wallah, it gives so much of returns and practically no effort. No capital, no investment, no big all the logistics and working out this and infrastructure and this. And that reward is not only for dunya, it is for dunya also. Many of us got the wrong idea that deen is for akhirah. Dunya, you have to make dunya's effort, and for akhirah will be deen. No, deen is for dunya also. Hey, those three people, that famous story who got caught in the cave, what helped them? No emergency case came and helped them. No cell phone helped them. They are not. And they came out of that. And this is happening all the time. So our deen will help us in dunya also, in the qabr, in akhirah, and forever in jannah also. It's going to save us permanently from jahannam also. So this is deen. So this muhasaba will change our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Every day when lying down, just half a minute, how did I make shukr to Allah for whatever good Allah gave us? And make tawbah istighfar for whatever wrong that we have done? Even just this will change our lives. Think today I spoke out of turn. I became angry on the workers for nothing. I became angry on my wife for nothing. Today some road rage, and then we have to show a point or something. Make tawbah for these things. See how everything will come under control. My life with my wife is not going right, with my children is not going right. Whatever, just make continuously shukr and tawbah. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, Meri zindagi ka haasir, meri zis ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. To live amongst your aashiks, that is to get all the shukr, etc. And to die in your ashes, to make nova from our guna. These two things are such a thing that will make a person go by leaps and bounds to Allah Ta'ala. So, with regard to the fact that this is the end of one more year of ours, and our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh's son, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, who was here, mashallah, less than a month ago or so, he explained so beautifully. He says, our Islamic year, for the English year, starts with January. We pronounce it January. People of India, Pakistan pronounce it January. And January is from January, animal. So the year starts with animalism. So the end of the year, what started with animalism, what will be the end? So what we find at the end? The Madrid ball parties. We find parties in the offices, in the shops, etc. And there, what is there? Boozing. What is that? All a person, a matric student who's got 7 distinctions, 8 distinctions. One night of that matrik ball, he becomes a drug addict. A girl who had 8 distinctions, she becomes pregnant in that one night. And her whole future is destroyed. This is their life. Their Christmas, what is their Christmas? All their money in booze, in drinking. And what, and top ministers, they over the Christmas weekend, we read in the newspapers after that, what? Crushing into this wall and crushing there, and what they are doing. Eh? And these are people ruling the country. This is their concern. When it started with January, the end result has to be there. How will you start it with Muharram? Muharram is ihtiram, respect. And respect the laws, what Allah has made laws forbidden, made haram. Respect, don't break those things which Allah has made haram. Then how this year progresses? Throughout the year, we get Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, coming in this world. What a great message. Then we get towards Rajab, where Allah gave us namaz, to make our mi'raj, to connect ourselves with Allah. Allahu Akbar. Each rakat of our namaz, every rakat of salah is a flight to Allah Ta'ala. When we start our namaz, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakat explained that we are commanded, surrender yourself to Allah. When you lift up your hands, you have surrendered. You throw in the whole world behind you, guides you and Allah. One Allah. And Allahu Akbar. If that comes into us, our example is like a girl went into a stationery shop and she asked for a card. Cards, a love card to send to her beloved, her boyfriend. And she said, have you got that card that says, you only you? That you my only one. So she said, yeah, I've got that card like that. So she said, give me 1 dozen. Because 1 dozen people, you only you. So our problem is not only that we tell in Allah, we also like that. We say, we la ilaha illallah. But for everything, my shop, la ilaha, you giving me rosy. There's no one else who giving me rosy. My medicine, la ilaha illallah, you giving me my shifa. No, don't buy that kind of love cards. One love card for Allah, only you, nobody else. You the only one for me. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the translation, the love translation of La ilaha illallah, who is there for me besides you? You the only one for me, Ya Allah. I can't ask anyone else. I don't look at anyone. Ab nigaah kahi nahi hai. Ab koi nahi nigaah hai. نحو حیر کرام حسن کے جلوہ کام تیرے جلووں کے آگے ہمت شرح و بیان رکھتی نگاہ بے شمار رکھتی صبح ہی نگاہ رکھتی you my only one. So when you say that, when you say Allah, we have surrendered to Allah. We have thrown everyone. Don't bring your shop in your namaz. We left the shop, leave it there. We left the office, leave it there. Don't bring your office in your namaz. Don't bring all your mathematical equations in your namaz. Don't bring all your studies. You are going to make bayan after Isha. Don't bring your bayan into your namaz. Your namaz is for Allah Ta'ala. So now you surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And then you are taking a flight. Yeah, if you take a flight, you are going to Jeddah or you are going to Dubai, wherever. You'll be flying at about 8,000-9,000 kilometers above sea level, whatever it is. But what they show, they announce also, they show you also, the host or hostess stands with the belt also, that you must buckle up. Eh? And how neatly, our chef would say, how they show it, your 3 fingers, how neatly we buckle up. And under your navel, buckle up. Now when you are buckled, if you are taking a flight, not 8,000-9,000 kilometers above sea level, your flight is to Allah Ta'ala. Mm. You will go beyond everything. Eh? Beyond this, La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. Let La ilaha, there is nothing that can block it from reaching Allah. As-salatu mi'raju al-mu'min. You are making mi'raj, you are not taking a flight from here to London, a flight from here to Sydney. You are taking a flight to Allah Ta'ala. And when we don't buckle up properly, how many of us, we see the hands are just like this lying down. Like perhaps you're looking after something else. You're looking at down there. You don't make namaz like that. You must buckle up properly. Oh, how carelessly you stand. Like you're standing at a street corner by a cafe. How one leg of a cup and there. Casually we stand. So we're falling off. We didn't buckle up. So your mind also goes this way, that way. Every way your mind goes. in your namaz. One of the main reason why we don't have concentration in namaz, we don't buckle up. If we buckle up properly, your concentration will remain yourself. Now your mind is going all sides. Now when you are finished, you are reaching. Now what the captain announces, or the pilot when you are going to land, that we got 10 minutes to land in. And they say again, fasten your seat belts, everything. Check your things that they might have shifted during the takeoff, during landing, etc. So when we go in ruku, we are beginning to prepare for landing. And again, that your fingers must be open and grasp your knees. Because you're going to land. After so high, you are coming down again. So you're going to land, so grasp your fingers for your knees properly. If you don't, you're landing. How many flights and landing accidents take place? Yeah. Now when you go down, and where you're landing, it comes in the hadith, when a banda makes sajda, he's so to say at the feet of Allah. You have reached Allah. And you are by the feet of Allah Ta'ala. Now your fingers also, generally, good people, learned people, fingers are open when we are landing. So you're not landing properly. Your fingers must be completely, and the Urdu version that comes, that umliyo ko khob milate. The word khob is not actually included in the ruling, but to make us understand that keep your fingers well close together with one another. But most of us, the fingers are open. So we don't land properly, so we're not landing by Allah Ta'ala. A person who lands by Allah, is one every rakat of salah is a flight to Allah. And a person who takes a flight to Allah Ta'ala, what to say of that person? But if we make our namaz, one is passing our time, going for exercise. Other people go to jump, we come in jamia in the masjid. We also create some exercise here. No, we are not called for jump to the masjid. We are called here to make namaz. Ramzan is not to stay hungry. Ramzan is to keep roza. There is a world of difference between staying hungry and keeping roza. Clearly it comes in the hadith. A person who thought he fasted, he kept roza. But he didn't stay away from looking at haram. His halal, why he doesn't look at what lust? That he goes and look at haram with lust. Like you got halal samosas in your fridge at night. You don't have all posari for iftari. They are kawabs, they are samosas. And you don't eat them. I got roza. But then you're going to eat haram. This Maulana Thani rahmatullah Ali used to say, Kilabi taqwa. The taqwa of a dog. How is the taqwa of a dog? That when it urinates, it keeps its one leg high up. Mustn't get napak. Urine is napak. So I must be clear that no napaki, no urine must touch my body. But then it goes and eat with its mouth, all filth and dirt. So we also like that. Your halal wife, you don't look at her with his Ramzan, I can't. And then we will look at other women with lust. So that is kilabi taqwa. So a person who kept his roza like that, clearly it comes in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala is in no need of his staying hungry. Of his not eating and drinking, so he went on a hunger strike for himself. He didn't keep roza. Roza, if you stay away from all that, then see what is the value of the roza. If hajj is one thing, and a tour is another thing, clearly it comes in the hadith, that in latter times, some people will go for holidays, touring, other people will go for business, other people will go for begging. So that is not, but you went there. Or you went for a tour. Or you went for business. Whatever else. But hajj is something else. So just differences we don't make. Just the outside title and we are happy I got it. We got 50 million rand. But we're not worried to check if it's fake notes, counterfeits, or whether they are genuine notes. So just the outside we are quite happy. So anyway, so this end of the year is the time that we make this. So Allah says, one asr. Allah Ta'ala takes asr, takes an oath of time. There are a lot of things in this year. We'll just go very briefly through a few of them. That first of all, Allah Ta'ala is taking an oath. Qasam. Yeah, if we ask somebody, mother asks the daughter, take qasam what you say. Or father asks his son, why you doubt? They might be lying, so take qasam. Who can doubt Allah? Allah is وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Allah is حَقُّ الْمُبِينَ, who makes the truth manifest. So Allah, there is no doubt that there can be any doubt in Allah. How Allah loves us, that's why He takes us. Like a father advising his son, he said, Wallah, what I'm telling you, listen to me. This is the right. He wants to convince that person. So many in the bayans of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he wanted us to be, to take that message, that we must get convinced how Allah loves us. And He wants us to be convinced. So Allah Ta'ala took qasam. And what Allah only takes qasam of His creations, which are the greatest. So time is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. We have just taken time for granted. I was born this day, this month of the year. This year I was born. I got married this day. My marriage is coming. I'm going for Hajj on this date. I'm going here. We just take it for time. But time Allah has created. And to think of it, we have to apply our minds. You see, it won't just come, but think of it. You have to put pressure on your mind. And we don't like to put pressure on our mind generally. But you have to think very deeply to understand that Allah has created a thing like time. This is a great ni'mat of Allah, and it shows the great qudrat. What a khalaqe azim Allah is. What a great creator, that Allah created a thing like time. And then not only that, Allah created the measurement of time. That is another great, great mercy of Allah. That the measurement of time, there are 24 hours in a day, there are 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute, 7 days in the week, all this measurement of time, 30 days in a month, 12 months in the year. If there wasn't, how should we know when it's going to be Ramadan? How we should tell one another tonight? We just took for granted after Isha is bayan. But who made for us the time of Isha? We said 8 o'clock will be Isha namaz. We just take it for granted. But this is all Allah Ta'ala's great, great qudrat also, and His great ni'mat also on us. So on this Allah Ta'ala takes time, on this time, when us, I take an oath by time. And what a connection between wal asr, the qasam on time, innal insana lafi khusr. That a person who does not value time, a person who does not appreciate time, that person is a great loss. In anything, if we don't look, remember there's a famous saying which is true, look after the pence and the pounds will look after themselves. Look after the seconds and the minutes will look after. Look after the minutes and the hours. Look after the hours and the days. When we waste time, today we say no barakat in that. We say time is just going. It's because we waste that little, what we waste that little, it's that little we have wasted. 2 hours we wasted. But the bad effect of it is 20 hours. It's 2 years. One time in Nizamuddin Markaz, they were having mashura very long ago, and Hadhrat-e Maulana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was there, Mufti Zainul Abideen rahmatullah alayhi, they were contemporaries, but Hadhrat-e was coming. So the time for mashura was set, whatever, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. Mufti Sahib came about 10 minutes late, and they were friends also, and informal with one another. So Hadhrat-e looked at him, you are 10 minutes late. So he said, I'm only 10 minutes late. So he said, no, you are not 10 minutes late. He said, if we had to take the train from Delhi to Bombay, it leaves 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you came 10 past 4, and the train is gone, you are 24 hours late. Now your next train is tomorrow, and that also is to get place on that train. So it's not a matter. I usually tell the ustad, if the ustad comes 1 minute late in the class, and you've got 20 students, you haven't come 1 minute, you've come 20 minutes late. 20 students' time you have wasted. And if you come 5 minutes late, 20 times 5, 100, you have come to 1 hour and 40 minutes late. And then many will start saying, yeah, but the students, they are supposed to learn. If students could learn on their own, we don't need ustads. Why is the ustad there? Because we know the students won't learn on their own. We don't need the ustads there. So anyway, time is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith every day. Like today now is the 20th of Zulhijjah, which has started now after Maghrib. The day announces and says to every person, I've come one time in your life. 20th of Zulhijjah, 1434 will never come in our life again. Whatever good you can do, do it in me. And whatever bad, all the bad, stay away. Don't spoil this thing. This one day has come and it will never return. In the English today is the 21st of October. This will never come again this day. Tomorrow will be the 26th. This day will never return in your life. A person who values, and really we make Toba, perhaps some of us might be making Toba. If we make Toba, we make Toba of many. Who of us make Toba for the time and wish? And time is such a gift, Allahu Akbar. If you lose your health, many people lost their health. Maulana Yunus Sahib was just telling us, our Ustad, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjavi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, one time he was so ill in hospital that they phoned home, prepared for his funeral. But he lived 7 years after that. So he sometimes your health can be right at the lowest ebb, but you gain that, you become stronger. How many people lost all their money? They got back their money. How many people lost their family? Person is in drugs, wife went away. What and what? But sometimes Allah makes further, everything comes back again. Family comes back, everything comes right again. How many people, there is not a good example to give, but lose their iman, they again accept Islam. They come again, they accept Islam, but time will never come back again. And not only not come back, time and time waits for no man. No matter who you are, you can be the king, you can be the president, you can be the Nabi, you can be the Wali, time waits for you. So time is such a great thing. So this time, a person who does not, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, those people who want to pass time. And how many of us are such, in Ramzan we want to pass time. Really in Ramzan you just want to do the basics. Many people don't make one khatam of Quran Sharif also. Our dhikr, 100 times La ilaha illallah, third kalima, durood sharif. That also we can't manage. You're so pressed with time in Ramzan, but still they got time to pass, to go for a drive, to pass time. So our Shaykh says a person wants to pass time, doesn't pass time, he fails time. You don't pass in time when you want to pass time, you fail time. So time is a great nimet of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala said, so the vast majority of people who don't, and we are such, we don't appreciate time. How many of us, procrastination is a thief of time. We procrastinate in so many things. Your tap, it's leaking. You're not fixing, it will happen. We'll call, your wife is nagging at you. No, don't worry, when you're just a nag, I'll get the plumbing, I'll get it done. And then it becomes worse. When it starts leaking so much, or anything else that little you didn't look after, it became a bigger problem and a major problem, and you suffered great loss because you were procrastinating, you were putting off, you were delayed. How many of our worldly things in namaz, Allahu Akbar. How many of our women folk who got their qaza rozas of Ramzan and it's piling up? How many we get letters that now 10 years rozas, now it looks like a monster. I must keep 10 years, my 10 rozas of 10 years, 10 days every year. How I'm going to manage? Because if you should do it after Ramzan immediately, no problem. You should have kept that, but you put in it. How many of us sitting here, we got qaza namazes? It came to our mind sometime that I must make my qaza namaz, but it will get done. I will do it. And time is just going, putting it off. And finally, Malakul Maut stands in front of us. And there we stand with great and grave problems. So time is a great thing. So Allah says, don't do those who don't appreciate. Look after time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Man at large, generally, they are at a great loss who don't appreciate time. So the qadr of time, the appreciation of time. Illa alladhina amanu. Yes, those people in that time who have brought iman into their lives. And this iman, the reality of iman. Not only by name. And what is this? Like this, we all say, we are all sitting, we are Muslims. No, we are not doubting anyone. Nobody doubts one another. We are all Muslims. But just to give you very briefly, this reality of iman, a person goes fishing, for example. And he's going with his four friends, five of them, five Indian fishermen.
They've gone for the weekend to fish,
and they've taken all their things. Now when they cast in,
now on the rod is the line, on the line at the end is the hook. And what did they put on the hook? A nice, nice, fat, juicy worm.
There is another separate thing
that is it jais, permissible. That worm, a very thing to push it through that hook. Can you, if somebody pushes a hook through you like that, how will you take it? Eh?
So that's also Allah's creation. That's a separate masala.
And whether you're fishing just for sport, or of necessity, without necessity to take the lives of somebody else, that fish also, they've got life, and that lives are valuable also. Your life, your children's life, you know what is the value. That fish also, they are valuable. Is it your, who gave you the right to take their lives unnecessary, to eat, to, for business, a living, you are selling it on, but just the sport to take their lives. And just for sports, you putting that hook through that worm like that, is how can that be permissible? Anyway, that's a separate thing. You threw it into the water, and now that fat, juicy worm is dangling there. And a small little fish sees it first time in its life. And he says, oh, what a juicy, fat worm. Na'mati khair muraqaba. A na'mat which I did not think about. I didn't have to go and look for my rosy came to me. Allah loves me so much, he sent a rosy to me at my door. Fat, juicy worm. But the old fish, the grand, the nani ma type fish, and the dadi ma type fish, and the Malisa type fish, they tell that small fish, you dare go near that worm. He says, but why? What a juicy fat worm. And to enjoy it like that. They say, you don't know what is behind. And what the worm thinks? That sour grapes. You are now Dadi Ma, you can't do anything anymore. And you are Nani Ma and you are Malisap, you can't do anything. And I'm a young little fish, I can enjoy that. Because now you can enjoy it, you are stopping and forbidding us from eating that. He says, why? He says, you don't know. Inside, we know. Inside that worm is a sharp hook. You will eat and you will get caught onto that hook. That hook is joined to a line. And that line goes out of the water. And then there is a man standing with a 2 meter rod. And he's holding and he's feeling the line. And the minute he feels a catch, then he'll hook you on. And when he hooks you on, he'll give you time to play also in the water. He'll tire you out and finally he's going to pull you in. When he pulls you in, he has come with 4 of his friends, they are 5 of them. And they've come for the weekend, they've come with the gas stove, for the frying pan and everything. When they pull you out, they will take you with a knife and cut you in the middle. And all your insides, your derms, your intestines and all that, they'll take you and throw it out. They'll gorge out your eyes also. And then all your ferns and your scales, they'll scale it off. And they are Indian fishermen. They came with their red chilies, masala also. And all their spices, they're going to marinate. And after that, they light their fire, whether it's a firewood or a gas stove. And then they put a frying pan and they put the oil. And when the oil is sizzling hot, then they put the turkey into pieces. And one piece, they fry you in that hot oil. And after that, there are 5 of them, each one got 10 fingers, between 50 fingers, and they eat with all the 10 fingers. And they will make pieces out of you. And each one got 32 teeth, that is 160 teeth, and the teeth also, some are the canines, and some are the molars, and some are all the different types of sharp teeth, cutting teeth, crushing teeth, they put you into that. And then they make you fine. Then you go down the food pipe. You go into the larger, the smaller intestine. And where you're going to come out, I can't even tell you. And with what smells are going to come out, I can't even tell you what is going to happen. So the fish now gets worried, the small university type fish. Now university, everything experiment. We don't just accept like that. We experiment and we research. So the fish is worried, but it said, I will research first. First, where it's going to research? In the water. All this is happening out of the water. Today we want to research all about deen and about akhirat in the world. And this is not happening yet. We're researching and we field studies we're doing where it's not happening. We're not, and where it's happening we can't reach there.
doing some research in here in the hole. What is it swam? I didn't see any. And also, they told that the fish, your eyes and your bones, they came with the cats and dogs also. They threw that to the cats and dogs. So the fish said, I didn't see any cats and dogs. I didn't see any person. I don't see fishing rod, all that. First point, what you people are saying, it's not true. It's all lies. Second, the fish say, everyone thinks, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsi, according to your own thinking, that here in the water, that there's light is in water. Out of water there's no light. A fish, according to a fish. The minute it's out of water, it dies. So it says that you say all this is happening out of the water, there's no light. Light is only in the water, according to its small brain. It thinks like that, so it doesn't find anything. And now it goes and take a little bite. Nothing happens, it's too frightened. Just a little bite. Now it enjoys that juice. All the knowledge we get involved in, with our girls, with women, and all the music and the interest and the backdoor goods and whatever other haram. First you take a little and you are careful. But now you can take a bigger bite. And now the fish is caught on the hook. Now it sees everything. Now it gets pulled out. Whatever was told exactly like that is happening. Just like that, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us everything. We take these small bites, nothing is happening. But finally when we get hooked onto that, in this world, we feel people watching what we do. Then in the qabr, and then there is no return after that. What will happen in the qabr? What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? And may Allah save us from Jahannam and from hellfire. What will it be there? So this illa alladhina al-mukrad, not only to know, but the a person who knows this, they won't fall into all that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَامِلُوا. And the natural consequence of iman, if you have in your heart, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, you will start preparing. And you will do عَمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And when you do عَمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ, then you'll find what people meet, your pious people, Maulanas in the family will say, that you are an extremist. You are going over the limit, you are a fundamental. You must be moderate. Speak with your cousins also. You must go to sports also, do this also. Why aren't you being an extremist? You'll find enough people to give you good advice like this. They don't become an extremist and that you must be moderate, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you hear that, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ first. Speak about it. If you want to be strong, speak about it. If you don't be strong, you don't speak about it, others will speak of death. You don't tell them to make namaz, they're going to tell you making five times namaz, you're an extremist. You're a fundamentalist. So you tell them before. Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah, great buzurg, he said the best defense is offense. Don't wait for them to attack you. Before they, you give your dawah. Then they won't even tell you all that. So you be proactive. And you go in front, you be illa alladhina watawasaw bilhaq. And when you will speak, then you will get opposition. You will get confrontation. Watawasaw bisabr. Make sabr also. You expect all these things. A person who will go through this thing, he will become successful. So Allah has created time. We are at the end of the year. Take stock of our. It is sunnah. We are informed. We are told. Hasibu anfusakum. Check yourselves before you going to be checked out. On a daily basis do this. On a weekly, monthly, and yearly basis do this. A person who will do this, his life will turn out for good. All very easily. With half a minute a day. And end of the month, give a minute. End of the year, give 2-3 minutes. Not more you need. And your life for good will change. But who of us makes amal? It's just for speaking and for listening. That is all. And to pass some remarks, boring bayan, or dynamic bayan, or something like that. But it's not for amal. The actual purpose is if we take it to heart, and we practice upon it, then we will benefit. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. At the end of this year, 1434 is now coming right to the end, 9 days left. And it won't return again. If we add Allah, that Allah is so merciful, in that muhasab of us, all our gunas, we think of it, what I did. And we make tawbah and istighfar, Allah won't only forgive, Allah will change it into good. A person who does his muhasabah, what great favors of Allah Ta'ala. We all will do that inshallah. Tomorrow's program is in Houghton, after Isha also. So trying to attend there also inshallah. And with the niyat of amal, with the niyat of bringing a change in our life. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. May Allah jo kaha suna qabool farma. May Allah baghair kahe sune aapki qudrat kamila hai ke jo hamari dilon mein har haq baat dal sakta hai aur yaqeen ke saath aur us par amal ki taufeeq ke saath hum aapse bheek mangte hain ya Allah ke hum sab ke saath khair aur bhalai ka mamla farma. May Allah jo bhi koi pareshan ho puri duniya mein bimari ki wajah se paison ki wajah se qarza ki wajah se بے روزگاری کی وجہ سے آپس کے اختلافات اور جھگڑوں کی وجہ سے کوئی کام نہ بننے کی وجہ سے یا اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ مصر اور شام اور یا اللہ فلسطین اور افغانستان اور پورے عالم کی مسلمانوں کے ساتھ بھلائی کا معاملہ فرما. اسلام مسلمانوں کو اس وقت کو ہمیشہ پوری دنیا میں غلبہ عطا فرما. پورا دین پوری دنیا میں وجود میں آ جائے, زندہ ہو جائے. یا اللہ اس کی صورت غیب سے پیدا فرما اور اس کی رکاوٹ میں جو بھی ہماری گناہ ہے ہم معافی کی بھیک مانگتے ہیں. ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, ہمارے پاس کوئی عذر نہیں. آپ ستار ہو, آپ غفار ہو, آپ تواب ہو, رحمان ہو, رحیم ہو, حلیم ہو, کریم ہو. یا اللہ ہم سب کے ساتھ نرمی کا معاملہ فرمائے, ہمارے سب کے گناہوں سے کر گزر فرمائے, ہمارے سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما کر نیکی میں تبدیلی فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے نامہ اعمال صرف نیکیاں ہو, ایک بھی گناہ نہ ہو ہمارے نامہ اعمال میں ابھی بھی اور خاص کر موت کے وقت بھی. یا اللہ, یا اللہ ہم آپ کے پاس اس حالت میں آئے کہ ہمارے نامہ اعمال میں صرف نیکیاں ہو. یا اللہ ہر خیر نصیب فرما, ہر شر سے پوری حفاظت فرما. وقت کی خود آپ کی قدرت جو آپ نے وقت پیدا کیا اس کو پہچاننا ہمیں نصیب فرما. وقت کی قدر یا اللہ ہمیں نصیب فرما, ہمارے وقت کو قیمتی بنانا نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.